Continuing the Shulchan Aruch, we are in Siman Reish Vav Siv Gimel. Kol Elu HaBrachas, all of these brachas, the Birchas Hanenin, Tzarech LaYafsik LeBracha LaAchila, one should not pause between eating and the bracha, meaning between the bracha and eating, so dig in right away after you make the bracha. The Rama adds Yoisim Mechtei Dibur, even the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, do not wait that amount. To speak would obviously be a problem, even if it was one word, not Shalom Alecha Rebbe, although there is a shita that the Mishnah Berurah alludes to, which we will get to in a minute. The Tzarech Lashmi La'aznav, the bracha has to be audible, not to make a shtila bracha. V'mlo Yashmi La'aznav, but however, b'diavad, if you did not hear what you said, he expressed it with his lips. That's the halacha. Now, in Amar B'chaloshin, you could say it in English or French. V'lo yivarach arev, a person should not make the bracha while he himself is not dressed. Av shichase erva, so until he covers his erva. V'me dvar amurim b'ish, by a man. Av'le isho yeshevus u'panel shalmatu tuchos perkarka. There's a difference between a man and a woman in regards to a halacha called liboy roya esa erva, which we'll get to soon. There's also a halacha, difference, just a practical difference between the erva of a man and erva and a lady. And by an erva of a lady, there is this way of covering of panel shamata tuches perkaka. It's a mishnah in Masechtas Chala that if she sits a certain way, she can cover ervasa and she can go ahead and do b'mafresh chala, make a bracha. That's the mishnah. Ki b'zeh miskasa ervasa, and we learned this earlier in Hilchas Kriyashma. V'afilim enoy arum, if a person himself is not unclothed, he's wearing big day tachtoinim. Im libo royas erva, but he's not wearing a shirt. Now, if he's wearing a tight underwear, so that would be like a gartel, and that would be fine. It's not liboy roya se'erva. But let's say he was wearing a robe, and the robe was loose, and that's all he's wearing, just a robe, and there's no gartel, and it's liboy roya se'erva. So that's a mishnah in a brachas as well, and that would be a problem when it's not allowed to make a bracha. We learned many of these halachas a few years ago in Hilchos Kriyashma, but we will see it again here in Siman Reish Vav. And as you see, if you go through Shas, you go through Shulchan Aruch, especially Aruch Chaim, many of these halachas repeat itself throughout, so it's a great chazara. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nir Aleph, Bein Bracha La'achilu Vo Adin Birchas HaMitzvahs, Bein Bracha La'amitzvah, a person is about to eat matzah, that's also eating, but he's taking lulav, so take right away. Yoyisim Echtei Dibur Hainu Kedei Shilas Tama L'Rav Shu Shalim Alecha Rebbe. The Yoyisim Yachi Chashiv Hefsik, more than this, is already considered a Hefsik now. Umayri B'shtika, we're talking about a person who's quiet, he's not speaking, Avo Dibur Afilu Amila Achas, even one word. Havi Hefsik Kol Shu Shalim L'Tzarech HaBracha Kamvor B'sim Kuf Sam Mazayin Siv Vav Ayin Sham. Any word would be a problem unless it's L'Tzarech HaBracha to pass the challah. There's another difference which we've seen before, that when we say something's a hefsik, there are two different conversations. One is regarding don't do it, so that includes even shtikla, even being quiet, and one is that it's such a bad hefsik, you have to go now and repeat the bracha. So b'shtikla, you have to go make a new bracha. B'shtikla, but he waited 10 minutes for to eat, between the bracha and eating, he didn't speak out. As long as there was no hesach hadas, even to say shalom aleichem to a melech or the like, unless it's pekuach nefesh, one is not allowed to do that. Even though you could do it during kriyas shema, there are halachas that we learned. But when it comes to between a bracha and biting into the food, it's a real hefsik. You have to go back and make a new bracha. Let's say you have a coffee that's too hot, or an item that's too cold, and you are not going to be able to eat it right away, don't make a bracha until you know that it's ready. There's a chashash that you might end up being mafsik. Fine. Person made a bracha, and now he looks at it, he can't eat it. You should eat a little bit. The bracha should not be levatala. When it came to Birchas Tilis Dayim, there we had a chiddush, the Shari Tshuva quoted from the Ritva, that as long as you did the right thing, you washed your hands, the bracha was on preparing myself to be able to eat bread. And if the bread didn't work out, it's not a bracha levatala. We hear the bracha is on the birchas hanenin and having enough. And if you're not having enough, it will be a bracha levatala. So force yourself to eat a little bit. Let's say you want to drink water and you want to pour some out for whatever reason you're doing, because of the mazikin, there's a gemar chul and daf kafei that discusses this idea. So first, yishvei tchilav achach yivar, first pour out and then make the bracha. The tarvayu itanu. Mishum hefsik, mishum bizer bracha. There are two reasons. Number one, it would be a hefsik if you're waiting to pour things out, and it's a bizer bracha that you made a bracha and now you pour it out. Kein kasam b'shara tshuva b'sim reish b'lish shem achonim. Kesheichel egoz, if you eat a nut, yishabernu, first crack it, b'racha hivarech, even though really you should make a bracha on a shalem, over here, ain't kadal hafsik ha-habi b'in a bracha l'achila. There's going to be a big hafsik. V'oid, shemelo yimtzeni yafa b'in a roi l'bracha, maybe it will not be good and it won't be roi l'bracha. We saw this earlier in Hilchas Lecha Mishnah, or not really Lecha Mishnah precisely, but in the halachas of cutting bread. And that would be applicable here as well, that to cut it in a way that allows you to cut into it quickly because of this hefsik in Siman Reish Vav. Oin in Shari Paris, Ayin Lel Siman Reish Vav, Shari Tshuva. Okay, b'svasov, with your lips, avu mihir, b'libo, esabracha, lo yatzo. The person simply thought about the bracha, didn't actually say it, he is not yatzo. There's a shita that holds as long as you move your lips, that itself is fine, even though nothing audible came out. Lechatchila, a person should say it in a way that he could hear. And even if you didn't say it in a way that you could hear, it should be yoytzi b'svasov. It should at least come out a little bit from your lips, according to most Rishonim. Okay, b'chol lashon ayin l'elis kuf behesif alef, m'shabrua b'ish, went by a man, so the erva is different. Shagid v'abetzim boltim v'nirin, v'le ma'ani b'lekiso, it doesn't help unless it's covered. So tuchis b'kakra is not an option. By a lady, tuchis b'kakra is an option. Peris tevukis m'chusa b'kakra, it's covered in the ground, the tzarech li is m'chusa kokach, shalite nira agvesa, the back also should not be seen, ki agoves yesh b'mshem erva, the agoves are also considered erva in regards to bracha. Next, if a person's in such a situation and they need to make a bracha, it's better to cover both the front and the back. Tuchos b'karka. Okay. Sif dalad in shulchan aruch kol davar shemavarech lav la'achla l'riach boy. Let's say you are taking something to make a bracha on besamim, on food. Tzarech la'achla b'yamina. Don't let someone else hold the besamim. You should hold the besamim in your right hand. Kishehu mavarech, when you make the bracha. So this applies to food. This applies to besamim as well. Why? Have kavana on what you're making a bracha on. If it's simply in front of him, that works. Even if you didn't hold it at all, you would still be yatza. Because of chashivas. Your right hand is chashiv. You would use his left hand. That the left, you would hold it in his left hand. Any mitzvah, this is coming up, dal kosos or matzah. You should not cut a pri with a knife, even though you. Meaning that you're holding the knife in your right hand, and the fruit, meaning tachav means to stab. So you stab the fruit, and you're holding it with a knife in your right hand. Still, apikabal, you should not make a bracha like that. Period. When you ask your friend to give you a sefer, you should accept it in your right hand. Why? Because the Torah was given biyamin, as the sefer chassidim says, as the pasuk says, miyaminoi eish das lamoi, and that's another way to show chashivas to the Torah.